We're back with our second episode of our shitty amazing movie series. And I got to pick this one, and I was very excited for Nick to watch it because I know he hadn't seen it for a very long time. And when he just recently rewatched it, I'm pretty sure one of the first things you said to me was, "This movie is so bad," in all caps. And this I don't know why I love this movie so much. This has always been a favorite of mine. And without any further ado, our second film of our shitty amazing movie series is the 1994 gem, directed by Michael Ritchie. Yes, that Michael Ritchie. Don't I already love that you're huffing at this. Yes, that Michael Ritchie. And this film that is a cinematic benchmark in my life is Cops and the Robbersons, starring Chevy Chase and Jack Palance, with a notable turn from Diane Weiss, and something that you and I can both agree on, a fucking solid performance from Robert Davi.
And Robert Davi is the only silver lining to this movie. It hurts to think, for me personally, it hurts to think that the guy who directed Downhill Racer, The Candidate, Prime Cut, Smile, The Bad News Bears, Semi-Tough, and from what I've heard is an excellent film called An Almost Perfect Affair, it hurts me that that man had a 10-year run of those films. And then he directed this piece of shit. Because
He did Fletch, and he got to work with Chevy Chase again, and they made the worst National Lampoon's ripoff in the history of cinema.
He had a couple of other things here. You know, you look at Wildcats, whatever. He had a couple of hits. You look at The Golden Child, bad.
The Scout's not bad. I kind of always enjoyed The Scout.
I don't remember.
I like Albert Brooks.
That was the Albert Brooks, Brendan Fraser baseball thing.
Right.
In any event, if there is a director that, I mean, like, honestly, it's Hal Ashby-esque. I mean, like, in my mind, Downhill Racer, The Candidate, Prime Cut, Smile, The Bad News Bears, and Semi-Tough, I mean, that is fucking ridiculous. Like, that is outrageous. That's every single time you get behind the camera, you make more or less a 4-star movie. I've seen Semi-Tough the least out of that group. I know that movie's maybe not 4 stars, but it's very entertaining, as I recall.
Semi-Tough's a goodie.
The other films, absolute classics of that time period. So, obviously, the scripts got not as great throughout the years for him. The only part of the title, Shitty Amazing, for this movie for me, is the amazing fact that Michael Ritchie's name is on this movie. This is just, like, as you said, the worst type of National Lampoon's spoof. There are scenes that defy description of how cheesy they are, of how just insipid they are. And this was a movie that I watched a lot when I was younger. I mean, like, this was an HBO staple. And when I rented it on YouTube a couple weeks ago to brush up on it, I was just like, wow. Like,
well, you better batten down the hatches, buddy, because I have nothing but oodles of these just, like, shitty, amazing comedies that aren't funny gems that are going to be better. Have you ever heard of a little movie called Getting Away with Murder with Dan Aykroyd and Jack Lemmon and Bonnie Hunt? I'm sure you haven't. And you're probably excited at the cast, but when you watch this movie, okay, we're getting too far off base. I'm gonna sum this other movie up real quick. Getting Away with Murder. Dan Aykroyd's like this super neurotic suburbanite guy. Jack Lemmon moves in next door, who's like this old German dude. Dan Aykroyd's convinced he was a Nazi in a concentration camp. It's fucking amazing. So, yes, it is just as bad as Cops. It's probably worse than Cops and the Robbersons because I love Chevy Chase. I always have, and that guy's made okay. You know, I think Cops and the Robbersons was certainly the slide of his career. This is when it all went bad.
Yeah, Cops and Robbersons is one of those flicks that the thing that's so annoying about it, too, when you're watching it, is that it could have been good. It could have been funny. It's actually it's actually a very solid mid-90s high concept idea. The notion that this bad guy is living in this neighborhood, this grizzled seasoned cop has to go and shack up with a family of idiots, and ostensibly hilarity ensues while they try to bring down the bad guy. I mean, that's essentially the base plot of the film.
It works for me.
And on paper, that to me is a funny idea. It's a promising setup. It could be handled very well, and it's just not. Like, it's just everything about it felt like just stale, and that like you felt embarrassed for people. I felt at times like Chevy Chase looks like he's flailing, and then you have Robert Davi, God bless his soul, because it's like you know as well as I do that Robert Davi obviously has made a fair career out of appearing in some B movies, but every time he's in a movie that I see him in, he's always good. It's like, it doesn't matter if it's like the Goonies or if it's Cops and Robbersons, you know, or Showgirls, Robert Davi delivers. So he's really the only amazing part about this movie. It is actually kind of a funny performance in the middle of this big shit sandwich. But yeah, it's poisonous kind of. I mean, like, it's one of those movies that Chevy Chase did where you're just like, what the hell were you thinking? I mean, like, you know, funny people shouldn't be resorted, you know, to these types of embarrassments in my mind. How much money?
I'm sorry, but when Chevy Chase is trying to get the cream cheese off of his bagel and he's twirling the cream cheese, you know, he's doing his Chevy Chase shtick that he's done since the dawn of SNL in 1975. His like, you know, his like little, whatever he does, that's, you know, that I get it, man, but this is awesome. I love seeing the downhill decline of Chevy Chase teamed up with the resurrection of Jack Palance after City Slickers.
That's right. So this was hot off City Slickers, and he just looks annoyed. Like, he just looks...
How pissed do you think he was that he was in this movie?
I mean, his agent completely hoodwinked him probably into this one. I mean, but again, on paper, I have a feeling that when these people read the script, it just played better on paper. And I think that they all thought that because they were all involved and on paper, it had a good cast and it had a solid filmmaker behind it. I have a feeling it was one of these projects that people probably expected more out of what then finally was delivered.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, so Cops and the Robbersons, I don't care what Nick says, guys, run out and buy a copy of this movie on DVD or rent it wherever you can so we can get Twilight Time or Shout Factory or Criterion to put this out on Blu-ray.
Yeah, no, as with any of the movies in this series, I would definitely say if you're a connoisseur of bad movie cinema, if you want to watch something that's just like head scratchingly inane, then yes, definitely watch Cops and Robbersons. There's probably even worse movies out there than this, I'm sure. But it does stand as one of the more curious, good ideas turned into a not particularly good film. So with that, I will announce the next film in our series. Basically, Frank and I are going to go back and forth, and we're going to surprise each other at the end of each episode with the new title. And this is a film I actually had a chance to watch just last night, and it is, without a doubt, one of the most outlandish, absurd, completely stupid, rocks for brains movies that I've seen. I mean, literally. And this is something that I hadn't seen before. This is a movie called Megaforce. This is a 1980, 82 Star Wars sort of ripoff, Mad Max. It's basically like these people put – we'll talk about it in the next couple weeks. But do your homework, people. Megaforce, directed by Hal Needham, who also directed Rad, the BMX bike movie, ex-stuntman. I believe he did Smokey and the Bandit or had something to do with one of those. But everybody check it out. Megaforce, you cannot believe how dumb one movie can be until you see Megaforce. And also spectacularly entertaining. So I can't wait. And it's streaming on Amazon for $2.99. And if you want,
yep, that's how I'm going to watch it. I'm very, very much looking forward to seeing this.
It's a pisser. We'll talk about it in a couple weeks. I have a feeling that you're going to very much enjoy yourself and be laughing fairly often as I was. So,
awesome. I look forward to it. Until next time, this is Frank.
This,
and that's Nick.
And Nick,
yep.
Shitty Amazing Movies.
Shitty Amazing Movies.